Here are the undisputed circumstances of the murder. Around 1 a.m., May 26, 1970, a black man arrives at the Bellevue Drive-In, that's no longer here, and announces a robbery. The offender ties up the projectionist, and when police arrive, he fires 3 shots through the window of a police car, killing Sergeant Raymond Espinoza. The offender takes off in a getaway car, crashes, and flees on foot, escaping the officers in pursuit. 30 minutes later, a black man, Cleve Heidelberg, walks toward the crashed vehicle. That car belongs to him. When officers see Heidelberg, they arrest him.
When I laid this all out to a current female police officer who's an investigator, who's very smart and would not be afraid to argue with me, when I hit that note, she said, he would not have come back to the scene. He didn't do it.
That's Marcella Teplitz, a retired Peoria police officer. She's a private investigator looking into Heidelberg's case. Teplitz says an investigation turned up statements that allege Heidelberg loaned his car to a friend, and minutes after the murder, he received a phone call from that so-called friend.
And said, things didn't go the way they should have, and you need to come get your car. It's at such and such a location. Of course, they left out all of the important information, like it's wrecked, and by the way, there's a dead police officer.
Teplitz started investigating the case last October after she was contacted by a Chicago attorney. She says initially she found glaring irregularities she calls unacceptable, even by 1970s standards. For instance, 3 witnesses were corralled together during the lineup. She says standard police procedure is to keep witnesses separate so as not to influence each other. But records indicate that didn't happen.
2 people who were working at the drive-in theater, as well as a paid police informant who was riding in the police vehicle with Sergeant Espinoza. So they were all put in the room together. Some people blurted out, I think that's him.
The report from that lineup is at odds with witnesses' testimonies given during the trial. Teplitz says after 2 months examining documents, like police radio transcripts and eyewitness testimonies, she came to the decision that Heidelberg is innocent, and she's not alone.
And I think Peoria is worried that if we admit this was a big mistake, this guy's been in prison for 45 years, what kind of liability is this going to be? And I don't think that's a proper consideration. The proper consideration is, did Cleve Heidelberg commit this murder?
That's Andy Hale, the Chicago attorney. He typically defends police officers in court, but in this case, he says the evidence favors Heidelberg. Hale first heard about Heidelberg after investigating a 1982 Chicago murder. It was the focus of the 2014 documentary, A Murder in the Park. The suspect in that case, Al Story Simon, was innocent. His conviction was vacated soon after the release of the documentary. And after Simon was released from prison, he asked Hale to look into another criminal case.
He said, Andy, can you look into the case of one of my best buddies in prison, who I think is also innocent? His name is Cleve Heidelberg.
Hale conducted a full-fledged investigation, and what Hale found, he says, stunned him.
I generally come at these wrongful conviction cases with a skeptical attitude because I defend a lot of these. But his case had so many problems, not to mention that another person confessed, that I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Hale's investigation found that some evidence was destroyed and significant pieces of evidence were ignored, including a confession to the murder before Heidelberg was sentenced. The confession, filed in an affidavit by James Clark, describes shooting officer Sergeant Espinoza as a kill or be killed situation. Again, here's private investigator Marcella Teplitz.
I was quite struck by the depth and breadth of his confession, and putting that together with all the information, I felt that this is the man who should have been on trial.
Teplitz says it's important to note James Clark's brother was a member of the Black Panther Party. She says this was 1970s Peoria, in the wake of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination and race riots at the Taft homes.
I know it was not unusual for perhaps a police officer to interact with a criminal, and if there were other police officers around, say, this guy's bad, if you see him, kill him. But I'm sure that James Clark and anybody else would take that to mean, yeah, I could be killed.
Teplitz is working on the independent case review with Andy Hale. Hale compiled the details of the investigation into a 27-page letter and submitted it to the Peoria County State's Attorney last December. The letter cites the affidavit and the discrepancies between court testimonies and eyewitness accounts, and it requests the state's attorney reopen the case. Peoria County State's Attorney Jerry Brady denied Hale's request last month. Brady says he reviewed the file and didn't find a basis to reopen it as a matter of law. He declined to do a recorded interview for this story. Brady's position also takes into account pending litigation in this case going on above him. But some, like Andy Hale, find Brady's decision not to reopen the case hard to comprehend.
I can't believe somebody would read it and say, I don't think this is worth looking into. I mean, I just don't see how you can reach that conclusion.
Hale and Teplitz, in the meantime, are sewing together their research for a documentary on Heidelberg's case. Teplitz calls it the capstone of her career.
I'm not advocating let's just let everybody out of prison and let's let all these killers out. No, anyone who's ever worked with me knows I am a strong law and order person. I've sent many, many people to prison, lengthy prison sentences, and I don't regret that. But when you find things that are not correct, they must be remedied.
A court review of the case would appoint a special prosecutor to review the matter on behalf of the court. Hale says he plans to file a petition making that request this week with the Peoria County Circuit Court. Cleve Heidelberg is still behind bars in a Galesburg Correctional Center. He's 73 years old and his health is failing. Since the murder nearly half a century ago, Heidelberg has maintained his innocence. I'm Cass Harrington.